BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Innuendo Bingo Halloween Special with Alice Levine. This is one you really, really, really need to watch. The video, Radio 1 YouTube. It's got brilliant Halloween scary special effects. If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, watch this one on the Radio 1 YouTube. That's on this podcast. Also, Real or No Real, and everything that happened when we met the Russians.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
There's a lot going on around here.
I know. Today is, the biggest scenes we've ever had for Innuendo Bingo. Now, this is proper. The whole of the live lounge is now shrouded in darkness. There's this huge, big blackout sheet, and that is where you and Alice Levine are going to play Innuendo Bingo Halloween Special at 1:45.
But I think you're more in on this than I. I've been sort of kept away from all the preparations with this, whereas you keep running out.
There is a reason for that. Are you afraid of the dark?
Depends what's being done in the dark.
What about if you're in a park?
In a park in the dark?
Would you say rather have a piece of toast than see a ghost?
Right.
Hey!
Yeah.
Good song, that. I'm actually not, and I found this out because I went to a theme park recently that rhymes with Pork Park, and they had one of them scary mazes up for Halloween, and there's like zombies in there touching you and that. Didn't get scared. In fact, I screamed back at them. Ah, you're weird.
You love it. I tell you what, I've watched a scary film with you before, and I'll be honest, I'm not great at watching them. I learnt this trick when I was quite young. If you're ever on a date and you go to a scary film, what you do is you look around the screen. So it looks like you're sort of looking towards the screen, but you're actually looking at the frame bit. Then you look like you're the man when you don't actually flinch at all.
You look like you're double R'd.
But then you don't watch the film.
Yeah, actually, we have watched horror before. That is one of the things we have done together.
Yeah.
And yeah, you weren't keen. They just make me laugh. I think I'm desensitized because of so many times going on Most Haunted.
Yeah, but you are weird like that. I mean,
I've been locked in a room with bats flying around so many times. Like, it's like, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Face that kind of thing, you laugh rather than...
Yeah, I do.
...than sort of get scared.
But imagine you're in the dark. Let's say that maybe you can't see much at all. You're playing Innuendo Bingo and then this kind of thing starts happening.
Is it going to be in the, like, dark then? Is this what's happening?
Possibly, yes. And then this happens.
What's that?
It's Charlie Sloth eating. Scary things like that. It's Halloween, an excuse for girls to wear hardly any clothes and say it's because they're a sexy ghost or witch. Hmm. I'm a sexy witch, that's why I'm wearing nothing. Also, my other favourite bore of Halloween. Oh, I'm going as a nurse or a cheerleader. Not Halloweenish, but a dead one.
Yeah.
I'm going as a dead cheerleader, so I'm like covered in blood, yeah? No, not allowed.
I quite like everything's got to be themed around Halloween time, so it's like tonight I'm going to be doing Frightening Fajitas. The canteen here at the BBC, everything's been Halloween themed. There's some Red Devil chicken on offer today.
And what's the thing to go with that?
There's something to do with the pumpkin, of course.
Yeah, it's... Of course.
I'm going to be doing some horrifying hoovering.
That's
right. It's that kind of thing.
Some terrifying tidying of the house.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Every year.
I'm guilty of it, though, because I am actually having frightening fajitas tonight, too.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I'm quite excited about it.
What makes them frightening, please?
And absolutely nothing.
No. Well, put a bit of extra ketchup on.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Alice Levine, everyone.
Oh,
hi. You sounded really good yesterday.
Oh, thanks.
Really
good.
It's
really good. Fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
And also, it's nice when someone's in the office when you're at work.
I can imagine.
I'm like, anyone.
I know. So you're on again today for Greg. But before that, we have got a special Innuendo Bingo, which is Halloween style. Do you get scared?
Yes, I jump very easily.
Yeah, I can
Why?
Imagine.
Why? Who's behind me? What?
It's just that it might be a little bit dark in there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a big budget thing now. I mean, there've been a team of experts working on this for weeks, which is why I'm telling everyone to watch it.
I had a big list of questions about my allergies, which slightly worried me.
What do you mean?
Did you?
Yeah. Are you severely allergic to the following? What was that? Don't do that. And I was like, no, I don't think so. And then Cara,
there's an allergy list.
I know. What's going to happen to me?
Yeah, what is going to happen? I didn't get an allergy list. Did I? Oh, I did get. I did, apparently. Oh,
yes,
health
no,
and safety.
Just say that you did.
Remember,
you certainly
you did.
Fill in that form. Okay, so I'm going to send you both through to the live lounge in a moment. And we're going to get involved with some Halloween innuendo bingo. It's going to be good. It will be a bit scary. And there's going to be some excellent special effects. So if you've never watched it before, make this your first time today. Get online after the next song, bbc.co.uk/radio1. And we're going to play Halloween innuendo bingo.
Oh.
Charlie Sloth eating again. So are you ready for it?
I think so.
They've been planning this for days.
It's going to be really good.
People with official-looking lab coats coming in and out. Like, yeah. They have got the world's, like you say, the world's experts on this. And Cara.
Exactly.
Come on.
Cara the producer, come on. Doesn't get any better than that. So, get online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's going to be spooky. It's going to get you right in the mood for Halloween if you're doing something tonight. Innuendo bingo, Halloween is next. I'll let you go
then.
Isn't
this a start to JT?
Bye then.
Bye.
Lol.
I might have a murderous...
That sounds like the beginning of Labyrinth.
It does. Come in. I might have a murderous mocker in a minute.
Yeah? Or a creepy cappuccino.
Rubbish. Someone's just going
a
home
harrowing
to...
hot chocolate.
Someone's cooking up some petrifying pasta tonight.
I'm going for a lethal latte.
Absolutely the same, just with a scary title.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now we should be able to go over to the real spooky live lounge with Alice Levine and Chris. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is well weird.
This is so scary.
So explain what's happening right now. Are you in the dark? Can you see a thing?
It's pitch black. I can see Chris's teeth predominantly because they're UV.
I mean, we're in a very dark room.
Have you had your teeth done, Chris? Are they UV now?
They're like Ross and Friends.
No. It's just the UV. It's like, you know, when you go to those clubs and the UV lights are on and everything shows up, all the dandruff.
It's not dandruff, it's lint. It's because I've put it next to, like, dust.
I always say this to people. I'm always like, it's dust. It's not dandruff, but it never... No one believes you.
Well, if it's dandruff, it's right down my arm. How dandruffy am I?
Anyway, it's a really dark... place we're in, right, and it's very weird. I can't see anyone else except for Lakeen and her teeth.
You wait till you start spitting water over each other. That's going to be brilliant. Special effects are happening right now. We are putting the cameras on now.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45 p.m. It's time for a spooky innuendo bingo.
Yes.
Alice.
Oh, no.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
I don't like it.
You don't like it now?
I don't like it. I've got bad eyesight as well, and you've made me wear these goggles, so I can't see if anyone's, like, at my feet.
Things might jump out.
Oh, it's weird. I don't like this at all.
So this is Halloween innuendo bingo on BBC Radio 1. Get involved. Watch this now. It's really cool. I've even got a BBC Radio 1 lit up pumpkin behind me. Yes, I have. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get up the website on your computer, on your laptop, or on your smartphone. You can watch it on your phone even, wherever you are. And let me know if you're watching today. They are in complete darkness, and some amazing special effects are about to happen on this Halloween innuendo bingo. It's like you've never seen it before. Watch now, and if it's the first time you're watching, this is a good one to watch today. It's completely different. You'll see what I mean if you're watching in a minute. Okay, on the radio, I'll sound quite normal. Alice, Chris, are you ready?
I don't know. Are you ready?
Oh, I don't know, because are there other people in here that we don't know about?
No, there are, because I keep hearing, like, scuttling. Mm. Oh, don't play those things.
What's
as well.
That wasn't
Is
me.
Slither. Yeah, horrible.
Oh, it doesn't feel like someone's behind you.
I feel like
well.
Someone's going to tickle my neck.
Oh.
But the waters, I don't know how they've done this. Mine looks sort of radioactive.
That's right. If you look at the water now... you'll notice that it's lit up. It's like gone UV. It's really good. So when it actually gets spat over each other, it's going to look Brilliant.
That's amazing.
That's so weird.
Good, isn't it?
It's See? Like horrible, like, crime thriller programmes when they do, like, forensics.
Yes, it is.
Right then.
Bottom up.
Are we filling cheeks now, Scott?
Yes, please. So just put the water in your mouth. This is going to be good. Okay, it's Halloween innuendo bingo. Let's go. So first, let's warm up with one. We're going over to Homes Under the Hammer. Mm-hmm. Now, we know they know exactly what they're doing, but it's good for a warm-up.
In the seaside town of Broadstairs, this semi might be about to come out.
It looks brilliant!
That is quite cool.
Isn't it good?
Wow.
It's really good.
This semi might be about to come out.
I think we're inadvertently going to make an art attack here.
I've been to Broadstairs.
Good. Thank you to Croucher on the email for that one.
Stuff goes everywhere.
Being spat on by you has never been so fun, Chris.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's like luminous spit. It's really good. Everything else is dark, and the only thing you can see is the water's coming out. Okay, now we're going over to Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. And an eventful day for this presenter, whose talents have even taken him by surprise.
It was a really tough challenge, so I'm really, really pleased with the result at the end of the day. It was such a cold day, and of course I tripped up on my truncheon as well.
This is great. This is great.
Oh, wow.
Fair play to the lad.
I tripped up on my truncheon as well.
Bravo.
Bravo to him.
This is so weird.
Isn't it weird?
Oh, it tastes a bit funny.
I love it. Oh, yeah, you've got the funny tasting one, Alice.
Oh, dear. What is that?
Can't say.
Oh, don't say that.
That sounded like that band, Everything Everything.
It's like I'm a mirror.
That's the one.
Okay, so Nathan's watching for the first time and loving it. Nicole is watching. And Keith is loving the luminous water. Get online, watch it now on the Radio 1 website.
It's delicious.
And, okay, back to yesterday now on Radio 1. And it's Alice Levine. And the prize for the... What? There's something behind you, don't worry about it. It's fine. Alice Levine here, and the prize for the Teen Awards competition is even better than she first thought.
Who are you most looking forward to seeing? Who's the kind of one that made you take part?
Tiny Tamper.
Oh yes, good choice. Right, stay right where you are. We're going to give you the chance to upgrade again for VIP-ness.
Thank you to everyone that emailed that in, and it was a lot.
The VIP-ness.
Thank you, Alice.
You set me up. Someone just touched the small of my back.
They actually...
Someone, like, did, like, a claw on my back.
It's all fine, don't worry.
No, it's not.
It is fine.
You're in the comfort of a well-lit studio.
It's not well-lit, but yeah, I know what you mean.
It's not well-lit, is it?
No.
So unflattering. Have you ever had a photo in there?
So unflattering, darling, it is. Okay, now we're going over to The World at One from earlier in the week on Radio 4. And it sounds like Martha Carney is still getting to grips with what is acceptable to put on Twitter, as we're about to hear.
And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
In the face.
Luminous in the face. I know, Martha. What are you doing?
There'll be some pictures of my jam.
I know. No one wants to see that.
Where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
Thank you to Ed for that one. I love this. Okay. Alice loved that one too, didn't you?
Oh, I just can't believe Martha would say that.
Where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
It's a good one. I love playing this in the dark.
Don't refill.
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 Oh, I can't see a thing now with these goggles on.
And now over to our favourite from Tuesday's bingo. And Fern Cotton tells us what she used to get up to back in the 90s.
It's too obvious, it's too obvious. Zayn will know that I'm going to pick Hanson. And they were my, they're not even a guilty pleasure, I blimmin' love them. And over the years, I've basically forced them into me, into letting me interview them.
Oh my God.
Fern, they're talking about Hanson.
Basically forced them into me.
Okay, so next we're going over to the Ken Bruce Show on Radio 2. Featured a lot on Innuendo Bingo. Do not who, Ken. And travel reader Lynn Bowles is very pleased that Michael Ball is back covering Ken's holiday. Aren't we all?
They let you back then.
You missed me.
Nah, it's been awful.
Was your life empty, shallow and meaningless?
Well, it is normally,
yeah.
But even more so when you're not here.
Oh, babe, but you've got me all week.
Oh, well, fine, then fill me up.
Oh, Alice.
I almost went on, babe.
Should I be concerned about the substance that we're using here? Because it is seeping right through.
No, no, it's all fine, it's very safe.
Why does it burn?
It doesn't burn.
Oh, don't say that. It's now gone through my trousers, and I just want to check for health and safety that
absolutely
everything's going to be fine.
It's fill me up.
Oh. Dan in South Wales spotted that one. This is brilliant, says Holly. I'm watching and revising. This reminds me of the scene in Scary Movie 2. I don't know what that one is. Loving the luminosity, says David.
I've got an unfair disadvantage, though, because my skin is so pale it is UV.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't go out in sunlight without one of them umbrellas, can you?
I can't, or like a foil sheet.
Mm. I bet you're so glad when winter finally arrives.
Oh, I still wear sun tan.
You've developed a small sort of tash, almost. Across,
it's like a milk tash.
That's quite impressive.
Attractive. Mm.
And more water, please, or whatever is in that cup.
It's definitely not water.
Now, Great British Bake Off has been struck off Innuendo Bingo, as you know, because they know what they're doing. But here, Mary Berry has a new series of masterclasses on BBC Two. Bet you watch that, Levine.
Mm. Yeah.
So she's back. And here, Mary lets us know her preferences.
You know exactly where you are.
OK.
And I like a deep rim.
So, Mary's preferences of baking pan there.
Then you know exactly where you are.
OK.
And I like a deep rim.
That's from...
Oh, my word.
Rose in Hitchin, that one.
Oh, Chris, that one was really bad.
Yeah. Are these goggles starting to...
Are you aiming?
I'm aiming into the dark in your direction.
Oh. Don't take Mary's name in vain.
OK, so... Now we're going over to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Do you want to mix up the colours? Do you want a swapsie?
Yeah, that'd be good. So what colour's yours, Chris? Is it green?
It's sort of...
Yellow green.
Honestly, like radioactive...
Highlighter yellow.
Yeah, highlighter yellow.
I believe is the shade.
No, I'm going to... I've got...
He's gone for
I've got Alice's blue.
He's gone for the well-known shot.
OK, so however hard he tries, Grimmy just hasn't got what it takes to please Zayn Lowe, as we're about to hear.
Whenever I do it with Zayn, he ends up just laughing and then we end up not doing it.
Michael and Dundee, thank you for that one. And now a classic from Radio 4, where they seem to be having trouble finding the next guests for Woman's Hour.
And now it's time for Woman's Hour with Jenny Murray.
Good morning. Where are all the lesbians?
Oh. Good question.
Where are all the lesbians?
Something I often ask.
Oh, the blue one tastes awful.
It's gross, isn't it?
It's still water, though. People are loving this luminous thing for Halloween. OK, so now we're going over to BBC Three Counties.
Oh, wait for me.
Ready?
No.
Now, what's good about this next bit is it's the huge range of content that really makes BBC local radio so special, as we're about to hear.
Plus, I'll be tackling your problems with parking spaces, finding out if June finally has her dentures back, and hopefully giving my horn a good blow today.
Like, how many subjects can you fit in one show? Listen.
Plus, I'll be tackling your problems with parking spaces, finding out if June finally has her dentures back, and hopefully giving my horn a good blow today.
Yep.
I thought June was it.
All in one show. People are loving this on Twitter, the Halloween special. Ollie, Harry, Dan, Nicole, Em, Soph and Nathan. Daniel and Grantham sent us that clip. Thank you. Now a classic from Radio 2. And Lisa Tarbuck has received a very informative email about what two listeners get up to on their weekends.
I think they're doing lamb and some sort of boulangerie potato. I'm not entirely sure what it involves. But they're gagging for Kevin Karen to get there so they can start noshing.
This looks so good.
Is it good, Mills? Because honestly, it looks it's just brilliant. Really dark.
It feels great.
It looks great. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, we've got one more.
Hold on. I'm going back on the orange because, honestly, that blue stuff is awful.
I mean, that blue water, which tastes of nothing, is rancid.
You do look like you're in a Daft Punk video.
I don't feel it.
Bex in East Grinstead is lolling at bingo today and loves the luminous element. There'll be a video. There'll be a video later if you can't watch it live now. Okay, so finally, Nicholas was watching Autumn Watch on BBC Two and could not believe the predicament that Michaela Strachan had gotten herself into.
But Chris, you know that boat he went in. I didn't realise that was the one he went in, and I made a bit of a hole. Shame, eh?
Nice little hole. Thank you very much, Michaela. Well, luckily we bunged the hole.
What? What are you talking about?
They bunged the hole there.
Oh.
Okay.
Bunged the hole on Autumn Watch.
Well, luckily we bunged the hole.
There we are. So that was today's Halloween special.
Wow.
Innuendo Bingo. It looked brilliant. It sounded great. And should we put the lights on? The Scott Mills Daily. Hi there, Chris.
Yeah, good.
Good. Yeah. Swiping your face there from all the luminous blue stuff that just went in it.
Yeah. How does... Is tanning... you know those UV lights? Is that what you do when you go into a... Well, I've inadvertently got a tan from this.
let me have a look. Actually, I think you might have a bit.
Have I?
Yeah. I mean, as I said to you yesterday, I mean, it may have been the vodka with the Russians, but you looked ashen yesterday.
Stop using that word.
You know when someone looks a little bit grey... It's like, oof, too many of the vodkas, was it?
You look ashen.
Ashen.
Do I look less ashen today? I don't know ashen means.
Today would have been a good day to look ashen off of Halloween.
Yeah.
You looked a bit dead. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But no, it's good. Those UV lights are working wonders for you. Real good.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's going
on? Some water. Basically, my face has gone a bit funny after the innuendo bingo.
Do you want to know what it was?
What was it?
Slimline tonic.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's all it was.
Slimline tonic.
Was the stuff that you were spitting out, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Makes you go luminous.
Yeah.
All it is.
Well, yeah,
it's
because I was
harmful.
Suspicious of it because it looked quite radioactive.
It's
so
not radioactive.
I thought it'd be good to just go get it off my face.
It's just slimline tonic. Have you ever had a gin and tonic?
I have, yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, well, I didn't like that drink that we played that game with. It tasted very different.
Slimline tonic, I'm telling you. God, such a hypochondriac. Spending too much time with me. The Scott Mills Daily. If you missed the show this week, we met up with the Russians from the reality TV show, which is on Fox at the moment. Basically, they are so rich. She is a Ukrainian pop star, also big in Poland and Germany. And he is a Russian billionaire. He has got all the monies. He's got the private jets. He's got houses around the world. And when he's at home... If there's traffic and he's stuck in it, he calls the police and gets it moved. That's right. He's quite a powerful man. Loads of money. Like, more money than you can ever imagine. We were saying this to Fern earlier. Like, I can't actually imagine having money like that.
It's
anything is no object.
Yeah.
It's a bit scary, actually. So, we thought, what would they have never have done? Go to a 99p store. Damn right they hadn't. They thought it was £99, which they thought was great value. Then we... described it was even cheaper than that, 99 pence. What is P? So the beautiful moment when Kamalia's card gets declined and I have to fish in her bag for some cash, and also us looking completely out of place in their ridiculous London penthouse, which overlooked Hyde Park. I mean, what
such
crazy
a weird
place. And we didn't fit in at all. We hadn't dressed up. We didn't really know what we were doing, did we?
No.
So we were not prepared. And all you kept saying to me was, don't belong here.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those situations. We didn't belong there at all.
No. We tried to explain it to you yesterday, but we now have video evidence of us in the 99 pence store with a Russian billionaire and also us looking really out of place in their massive penthouse apartment. That wasn't for us, was it?
No.
We were not meant to be there. I'll go through it with you in a minute because there are some bits that you might want to pick us up on, including Chris using one of the five toilets. It's all on the video, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now Chris has got a very impromptu, that means last minute, show and tell, where someone brings something to the table and discusses it and shows it to the rest of us so we can all enjoy it. What have you got?
It's an incredible video that I've been made aware of, and it's courtesy of the Loughborough Student Union.
Okay, so a few people have watched this already. You may be into this already, but if you're not, this will possibly change your Thursday afternoon.
It's been widely described as one of the worst videos currently on the internet. It's doing the rounds, and it's the sort of the exec level students, you know, the student reps, the student union, who've made a video to advertise everything that you can do at the student union.
And how amazing their student union is.
Well, here it is.
My God. So their student union is called LSU.
We're exec.
At the student union is where you'll find us.
Volunteer and meet. Nightlife sets room one on fire. Get involved, your time will tire.
Well, he was getting quite into it.
The thing is, the whole time through this video, they're all dancing away. It's all very happy.
It's really good. And I like it that some of them just appear from behind a desk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the way they've done it is actually quite good. But they've taken this song and they're trying to crowbar these lyrics in.
Yeah.
It's getting quite a lot of criticism, this, but I think they're legends.
I'm really... You've just showed it to me now. I really enjoy it. So it's a video showcasing how brilliant Loughborough Uni is.
To the tune of Naughty Boy.
To the tune of La La La. It does get better, though. If you thought that bit was good, listen to this.
Yes, we promise you the time of your life. DJ cocktail, salsa, skydiving, debating, touch, rugby and flying. Over 70, society. Come down to student voice before you get behind.
In time, please.
We are always on your side. Postgrads, get in touch. But if you think there's more we could do, come to the office to see us.
Lyrical geniuses, these guys.
To see us.
Do you know what? And bear in mind, you know the chorus of La La La?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know how that goes. Yeah. So, if you take that chorus and imagine what the Loughborough Student Union would, you know, LSU, how they could crowbar that into the chorus.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
This is absolutely great.
Here at LS, LSU, more than your course, we're exec at LSU.
Now, she could have done that again. How long would it have taken her?
Here at LS, LSU.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant, isn't
it? That's good, but then I can't decide. Maybe this one's my fave.
Here at LS, LSU, time of your life. Here at LSU.
Yeah, he's got it on time, though.
And the thing is, I played this to a couple of people in the office earlier, and they genuinely were walking around going, LSU. There's lots for you to do at LSU.
Here at LSU. Always on your side. We're exec at LSU.
Oh, it's an amazing video.
It's so good.
If you want to look at it, it's on YouTube. Exec Song 2013.
It needs more hits. I mean, it's got a lot already, and I can see why. Now, this is your favourite bit.
Yes.
You played to me over and over and over again.
There's loads for you to do at LSU. 4 years, Rack has raised $1 million. Democracy gives you the chance to speak. The sport you can't top it. Volunteer until you drop it.
Yes! Oh, well, that is my new absolute favourite. And also, in case you don't know the words, they've put handy subtitles up for you as well.
Yeah.
Just in case you can't understand what they're singing. It's ace. I love
BBC
it.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Apparently, now when that Naughty Boy song comes on in the union, they change all the words. It's a game changer.
Oh, no. David Woodridge says, LSU is my new favourite thing. Exec video for LSU is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm so proud of Loughborough. Not. That's from Stacey.
Do you think we could make one here at the BB?
BBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB There's loads for you to do at BBC. Oh, bless. Yeah. A lot of the people that were in the video have now been on. Luke says, I love that you're playing our Loughborough song. I've had it in my head for a month now. Mason says, the more you watch, the funnier it gets. I can't believe that Scott Mills is playing our Loughborough song on Radio 1. Someone says, my favourite moment of the LSU video is around 3 minutes 10 when a bloke seems to have a girl's voice.
Yeah, it is well awkward.
Okay. How did Loughborough not win the Mercury Music Prize, says James.
What are you saying about Live Lounge?
Oh, can you imagine?
Should we get Fern involved?
That would be so good. Yeah, loads of people that are in the video now listening and can't quite believe that it's on Radio 1. Why ever wouldn't it be? It's just too good to miss. Love it. Sophie's been on from Nottingham saying, hi, Scott, I'm listening to you live on the internet, the Listen Live thing. Why is your picture with you next to a radiator? Yeah, I've got a new picture on the website. I was bleeding a radiator at the time and someone came along and just took a picture.
I so need that's, to see this.
That's now my new...
where do we find this, please?
My new photo. It's on the internet.
Right.
Radio 1. That's where I work, so that's probably where it is.
Just looking. Yep. All right.
Got it? Notice there is a radiator on the left, on the right-hand side. Big red radiator.
Oh, yes!
I got from school.
That's great, that
I was actually bleeding that at the time. Because that's just what I do.
It's kind of weird. It's like... Yeah. All right.
What? What's weird about it?
It's fine, because I know it's, look, it's what you professionals do and all that.
That's right.
It's just
quite moody, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is... Yeah. Don't worry.
Right, you can be rude if you
want. No, I'm just... It's definitely not in a toilet, that.
It's there's a radiator. I'm up against a wall somewhere in East London. Someone really trendy. Yep.
It's probably too trendy for me, this picture.
I'd imagine, yeah. Actually, I've seen a really good photo of you, actually.
Where have you seen that?
The one where they called Chris Stark with two Ks.
Here we go.
That's a good one.
So you mean when they spelt my name K-H... No, K-R-I-S.
Yes!
I'm so unknown.
Off the 80s! Oh, yeah. It's like five Ks on there or something.
You like that picture?
I really do.
Are we going to talk through pictures now?
If you want.
No.
Okay. Right, so Meet the Russians. We met up with a couple of people who are huge in Russia. It was Zahor, who's a billionaire. Made it through mining, innit? And his wife... Kamalia, who is a pop star in her native Ukraine and also quite big in Germany and Poland. They are so rich! And they're on a show called Meet the Russians, like reality TV show on Fox. So, as we were talking about earlier in the week, we took them out to see our world and then we saw their world, starting with a little detour because they invited us to a party. We didn't have anything. We didn't bring anything with us.
Driver?
Yes?
Can you take us to the 99p shop?
99p, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. No,
I really enjoyed their faces when they first went in there, because all those shops are quite bright, aren't they? They're always, like, really well lit, almost like you have to wear sunglasses.
And it's immediately different. Like, as Zahor walked in, I suppose he's used to going to the shops where you're greeted by someone, you kind of go, good day.
He was
like, looking around, bless him. He was looking around waiting for someone to come.
Someone to greet. Didn't happen. And then Kamalia couldn't quite grasp the concept of why everything was so cheap.
No, it's 99 pence. Less than a pound.
£1.
Less than £1. Not 99 pounds. Less than a pound. Everything. Yeah,
£1.
Everything.
No idea what a pound is because she's never spent £1 in her life. Just loads of them. She thought everything was 99 pounds and then she was like, oh, great value. Anyway, she loved it. Never been in there before. Picked up loads of stuff. Spent 56 quid. And then Zahor gets on the tannoy system because she needs to leave.
Kamalia, will you please hurry up?
Will you please hurry up?
I love how he rolls.
Yeah. He's just like kind of barged his way towards the tannoy and just kind of made
an
announcement.
It's great. He does what he wants.
Yeah. Then, of course, they had to scan everything, which took ages because we spent a lot in a 99p shop. But here's the worst bit. Listen to this very carefully. As... the awkward scenes happen at the checkout.
They don't take the card.
You're going to take American Express or you're going to take any cards?
Are we taking...
have you got any more cards?
Okay, so now we have to rifle through to find more cards because they don't take the card that they were offering. It ends up with me having to fish into her Chanel handbag and get a 50 out. I'm like, pay with that. There's lots of cash in there.
Yeah.
Then we went back to their penthouse apartment. Describe what it was like.
Well, I mean, it's so hard to describe. It's just so extravagant. It had so many rooms. It was like, I don't know. I don't know how you describe it. Because immediately then you just think it's a corridor with lots of rooms. It wasn't. There was like these two massive living rooms.
Yeah. So many bedrooms, so many toilets, so many bathrooms. It was ridiculous. And of course, as we arrived, we were offered champagne. I'm guessing that's what they always do. That's how they roll every day. And there was a piano. And then, of course, Kamalia, being a pop star, decides to start singing at the piano while we're just sat there on a banquette going, what is going on? Yeah, so you need to see our faces at that point because she is singing and we're just like, our faces say, what is going on?
But you're brilliant though, because at least you try and, you know, you're very controlled in those situations.
I try and fit in. And then, of course, the thing that we talked about yesterday, which you didn't want me to mention, but I felt we had to. What did you do while you were there?
Yes, but you only get these chances once. And I thought I'd go use one of their loos, obviously.
Anything yet?
I'm trying. Shush.
Anything? So I'm standing by the door, guarding the toilet door so that you can have a try.
Yeah.
I mean, you did it in record amount of time, I have to say.
Yeah.
So anyway, we stayed for a bit longer. We really didn't fit in there. There was food, there was drink, and there were lots of people who were really posh and probably very rich. So we decided to quit. We don't really feel like we belong, so I think we should probably go.
Yes, definitely.
I think we've well up. Sorry?
Vodka?
Yes!
Jalapeno, raspberry, and regular.
All right, we'll stay for one more.
Yeah.
I'll have the raspberry, please. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent.
See, when a man comes along and offers you vodka on a tray, you do stay for one more. It doesn't happen every day, does it? I did just say bonkette.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending that in. It is a bit. If you want to see this video, it's live now on the Radio 1 YouTubes. Just put Radio 1 into YouTube, you'll find it. It's Scott and Chris, Meet the Russians. Look at our faces when we take them into the 99p store and when we first arrive in their ridiculous penthouse apartment. It's a good video, watch it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, it's my turn to play Real or No Real today.
I know, I like it when it's just you and me.
And it's a Halloween special, so Halloween-related facts. Do play along at home as well. Maybe you just got in from school or college or whatever. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points if you get it correct. All you've got to do is tell me if it's real or no real.
An old Scottish Halloween ritual involved girls hanging wet sheets in front of a fire because they believed they would see images of their future husband.
Now, what in what? Any kind of logic would lead to you thinking that? I mean, that's well random, isn't it?
It's really random, isn't it?
Like, there's no... Look, someone's come up with that idea.
I know.
Someone's gone.
It's your future husband in the sheets.
Do you know what? Do you know what? You can find your future husband if you whack a sheet in front of the fire. Wet one.
Yeah.
No, that's weird.
It is a bit weird, but it's kind of like, you know girls that have a lot of cats and no boyfriends?
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that they would hang on to, though, isn't it? It's kind of like, oh, yeah, but I'll see it. His face will be in the fire, and then they'll be looking out for him all the time.
Yeah, respect to anyone who's tried it.
On the sheets.
But then all...
That's him. Look, it's him on the sheets.
Do you know what?
Never comes along.
But when you really think it through, everything that has ever happened in life has started from a weird idea, hasn't it? Like the first person who ate eggs, that kind of thing. I mean, it's all come from a weird place.
The first person that drank cow's milk.
Exactly.
Why? What are you doing putting that in your mouth, you idiot?
But the point is... The point is, it all starts with something weird. Maybe the sheets thing seems ridiculous now.
Yeah, but maybe you can see your future husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
then sheet by the fire.
And then it will just become a normal thing.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
It,
real or no real? I'm saying no real.
No, because it probably is one of these old sort of... I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh! Surely not.
Hang on, sorry, just to check, the real or no real in this doesn't relate to the sheet thing being true. It was just that there was a folklore, right?
Yes.
But not that actually putting sheets in front of the fire
no.
will show you if you're right.
No.
Good.
Not proven, it's
just
folklore.
Just need to check that.
Yeah. Why, what are you saying? No, what sheets have you got up?
No, no, no. I'm not putting any sheets in front of the fire, mate. But I'm saying that it's useful for those who might be keen.
And next,
an ambulance was called to Jonathan Ross's famous Halloween party in 2007 after a passerby saw two of the guests arriving and believed they were in distress.
So Jonathan Ross, famous for his Halloween parties at his house.
Is he?
All the famouses go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like really famous people.
Is that why he... Yeah. No, 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 it's just, like, you did a Halloween party last year, didn't you? Was
yeah.
that an attempt to rival the Jonathan Ross?
Absolutely not, no. What, with Halloween Arge party. From The Only Way Is Essex? Really not. Not really the same level.
Yeah.
No, no offence, Arge. So...
so it was a good night.
It was a good night. The karaoke room was a must, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
You and Brian Bellow reminiscing.
Yeah, 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 it was good times.
So... an ambulance mistakenly called to Jonathan Ross's Halloween party because they believed that someone was in distress.
On the way in.
In the way in?
So
wow.
It suggests that someone really didn't want to go. It's getting sort of dragged along.
Or maybe it's someone that's like peaked too soon. Like I saw at Radio 1's big weekend in Derry, Londonderry this year, where someone didn't even make it in.
Oh, I really need to know now. Do you want to quickly tell me?
What?
Who?
Oh, no, no, it's no one that we know.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about a staff member.
No, 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 no. No, they were all there, present and correct and sober. No, it was one of our listeners that obviously got tickets. Didn't even make it to the gate.
Yeah.
Just passed out before.
And they would have been going in fancy dress.
Peaked too soon. They would.
To Jonathan Ross's. Yeah.
I'm saying, I can't say this. No real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
You can tell you play this more than me because you just instinctively know, I think. Next.
The terrifying mask worn by Michael Myers in the classic horror movie Halloween was actually an old mask found at the film studio, which was meant to look like William Shatner, the Star Trek actor.
Yeah, and if you're not sure what William... I mean, I know what William Shatner does look like.
Mm.
And he
good
was...
Good for you.
If you don't know... I'm just saying.
Only
no,
for you.
It's not too. It's not as who as you would think.
No. I just realised that everyone's on a half term this week, so they haven't just got home from school, have they? So the Mike Myers mask, actually Captain Kirk.
Oh, I don't. I'm not sure. I'm looking at the
real.
Mike Myers one now.
Doesn't look anything like.
It looks like a William Shatner that you would send back to the shop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So slightly like Shatner, but not enough that you'd
be
paying for it.
In some parts of the world, there are terrible waxwork museums. Yeah. Not the really famous one, but there are some awful ones. I remember once going to stand next to, they said it was Bill Clinton. It did not look like Bill Clinton at all.
No.
But
didn't you say that in some of the waxwork places, the cheaper ones, it's where they've used another waxwork.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's say Two Swords has had enough of one waxwork. They donate the waxwork, and then it's just made to, they'll put glasses on it or whatever to try and pass it off as someone else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think Two Swords do that, but often an old... But often an old Prince Charles, will become Roy from Coronation Street at some point.
Yeah.
Put some glasses on it. I'm saying real to the mask.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real. Mm.
Doesn't look anything like him, though. And what about this last fact for today's Real or No Real? 10 points if you get it right.
The Swedish love Halloween so much that even their newsreaders dress up to present the October the 31st bulletin.
Oh, wow.
Someone's got to do this.
Definitely. Do you know what? Sweden, they are a lot of fun.
Did you say weather people or news?
News people.
News people. Well, that's
newsreaders dress up.
But you see, that for me is a bit inappropriate. You know, you can't... The news is quite serious stories at times.
What about on Children in Need when they do that thing?
True.
They very dress true. Up for that, don't they? Do they still do that?
I think so.
Fiona Bruce in Suspenders and all that, isn't it?
Doing the Thriller dance.
Yeah, again. but do the Swedish newsreaders dress up on Halloween? Having been to Sweden earlier this year, and what a fun bunch of people they are, I'm going to say real.
I could understand if it was just the weather, but I think the news thing is a step too far. I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, I'm rubbish at this. I did see some fascinating things when I was on TV in Sweden. Some of them earlier than you might think they should be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
You scored 20 and I scored 30.
Oh, well, good for you. And you know what William Shatner looks like.
Yeah.
So that was Thursday's show. Don't forget, listen to us for the last one of the week, 1 till 4 tomorrow, live on BBC Radio 1. Or get all the best bits with the music chopped out on this handy Scott Mills podcast. Scott Mills.